Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda, and here's today's episode. Hey, folks, how we doing? Welcome to the Cripescast. Today, we are talking to Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast. It's a great podcast if you haven't listened. It has some similarities to the Bellied Up podcast where they take a lot of callers and, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. Before we talk to Mike and Pat, we got, Colleen over here in the Cripescast studio.
Hey.
What's up, Colleen? How we living?
We're living good. It's a lovely fall day and it's Thanksgiving weekend, Thanksgiving week or whatever.
Yeah. So are you staying in town? Are you getting out of town? What's going on?
I'm going out of town or I'm going home to see my family.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah. My sister-in-law is like going to have a baby any day now. So I get to go see and be around for that.
Oh, that's great.
And
do we know when the baby's due?
Due December 8th, but full term is 37 weeks, which I don't think people know. Like when you think of pregnancy, I don't know if you have any concept of like.
Oh, yeah. No, my mom only had 10 kids after me. I have no.
Yeah, but you don't have any concept of like timelines. What's full term?
All right. I don't know.
No, like when people
full term 9 months, right?
Right. So that's what people
think. 9 times 4, 36.
Look at you with your
multiplication tables.
Why did I think? Okay, for some reason, 42 weeks was in my head.
42?
I think that is like the last possible time that you can have a kid in you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, her due date is December 8th, but she's already like, I'm going to refrain from details about her body, but she's already showing signs of that she's like going to be going.
Yeah.
So we think it's going to come early. We don't know if it's boy or girl. And so I'm super excited and I'm just like crafting away at things for the baby when they come. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go home and like help and be around for that stuff. Cause I haven't been so.
Yeah. Cause you've been stuck here.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
For some comedian.
Anytime 9 to 5 comes on that. Have you seen that movie? 9 to 5?
No.
With like Dolly Parton and all them. Great movie. If you haven't seen it, Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, who's the other girl? I can't remember. Oh, something. I don't know. But they hate their boss and they think of ways to kill him. And so anytime that song comes on, I'm just kind of like, I resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear that Charlie Barnes is murdered, you can come back to this podcast episode. But no. So yeah, I'm excited to go back for Thanksgiving and do Blackout Wednesday and all that stuff with my friends.
Oh, God. Blackout Wednesday. I know I'm old because I have no desire to ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
I hate going to a crowded bar.
No, now I'm at an age now where we'll just do a wine night and get sloshed. Like that's okay. The way that I want to do it.
That's a game plan. I don't even, you know what? I do not, my body, I don't think can physically get drunk anymore. Like I stop before. Have you seen me drunk recently? Have you?
The last time I saw it was in Minneapolis when we were there last summer.
Yeah, that was probably, and I was not feeling good the next morning. I don't know. I just don't know if my body can handle it. Like I'll drink. I'll have a few drinks, but my body's, which I'm actually very thankful for, it just stops drinking, just starts drinking water. And yeah. I get made fun of for it all the time.
You know
time.
What you have to do? You put a lime in it in a straw and nobody knows.
Oh, I get a bitters and soda.
That's perfect.
I just had to do bears and soda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's a
whiskey or something.
Yeah. Other. It looks like it's kind of a, and not a fruity drink because it's brown.
Brown.
Right. Bitters is brown. But, and there is a little alcohol in bitters. But or it's a very low alcoholic beverage.
You know what would be baller is if you just got like straight up an iced tea and then you told people we're doing Long Island iced teas and you're like, oh my God, he's an alcoholic.
I know.
Like that's kind of a vibe.
No, but then I'm trying to go to bed, you know?
Iced tea's not that much caffeine.
Mean, I don't need it. I'm just trying to maintain and get out.
Yeah. You could just do seltzer water.
I just know I'm getting old because I'm just trying to find the quickest way to bed a lot of times at the bar.
That's so fair. I've contemplated getting a dog just so that's my reason for getting home. So I'm like, I can't stay out. I got to go get the dog.
Just have an imaginary dog.
Yeah. And there's like, we can't wait to meet your dog. And I'm like, oh, they're in training right now. Sorry. They're at boot camp.
That's really funny.
But like,
where's the dog? My sister's watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my sister too. You mean Maggie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going through sisters.
I love it.
No, but I want to be a party pooper for you and your friends. It'll be nice to go see your friends away from home.
Yeah, it'll be. I'm like tired right now, so I'm not like excited to drink. But I'm sure as soon as I like get home tonight, I'll be like, glass of wine sounds.
Oh my god, you're leaving for home tonight?
I'm leaving.
You're driving.
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Anyway, today's episode.
Yeah, today's episode. So what I love about it is Crash Dummies podcast. It's a Milwaukee podcast. These are both Mike and Pat, great, great dudes. Mm-hmm. Had them in here. You'll tell by this podcast.
There wasn't one cohesive like theme throughout the whole thing.
We were just riffing. And it's super fun, you know, when you get, other like comics podcasters in the deal. Because there are really no rules, and we kind of got their story more toward the end. If you're interested in how Crash Dummies podcast started, it's cool that they're in Milwaukee though. And we're going to do, I was talking to, Mike, just before this intro, and we're going to do some collab videos. So you guys can look out for those. It's going to be a lot of fun. Folks, before we get to the, interview portion of the podcast, I want to shout out Doctors Without Borders. We've been, promoting them over the past several weeks, actually over the past month, over a month now. We've been, asking for donations to them. We'll have them linked up in the show notes. It's a very difficult time. Obviously, if you're paying attention to the news, there's a lot of hard statistics. You know, 6,000 bombs have been dropped on Gaza in just the last 12 days, which has resulted in a child being killed every 15 minutes. I believe half the population there, half of Gaza's 2 million residents are children. Who obviously have, you know, no connection to one side of this or the other side. Obviously we hope and, pray that there is a ceasefire and a returning of hostages and that this war can find a peaceful resolve. Those words obviously seem hollow from some guy in a podcast studio in Wisconsin. And because those words can seem hollow, what we've been trying to do is find a tangible way to help. And that is just by donating to Doctors Without Borders. They are on the ground. They have trucks there anytime they can get in, anytime they can get in, they are bringing in much needed medical assistance, specifically anesthesia. You know, I don't know if you've had surgery at some point, but if you could imagine doing it with no anesthesia and you're a kid, I mean, it's just heartbreaking to imagine. So a way, if you have any sort of feeling on this, a way to, you know, create a productive end goal with that feeling is to donate to Doctors Without Borders. You can go to doctorswithoutborders.org. You can follow them at Doctors Without Borders. And that being said, we will now get to my conversation with Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Actually, wasn't that far of a drive, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you come over from?
I don't know why we thought you lived in, like...
Oh.
Like,
way up north?
Yeah.
Like,
We're definitely stereotyping you, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Like, you stay inside of a Quick Trip, for sure.
I would just in the beer. Yeah. You have to walk through the beer freezer. Yeah. You have to pull, like, the Miller Lights three times.
You have to say Charlie three times to get in.
Charlie.
Door just opens.
Yeah, yeah.
You walk through.
That's what we thought.
Yeah. This is close.
Yeah, this is close. I like this.
It's nice. Where are you guys at?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to give the specific address?
No.
Come on, dude. Dox yourself.
I don't even think it's technically in Milwaukee, is it?
No,
the news definitely gave us our whole.
Yeah, the news is like their studio's right in Walker's Point.
Because we did.
I saw that.
Yeah, we did the 58, the CBS 58 thing. That they said that they did one with you as well.
Oh, you guys did that one after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they come out?
It just came out yesterday
or Wednesday.
It came out yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm a good journalist, dude.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for other interviews you guys did, and then I was just listening to a bunch of your pods instead.
Yeah. This is like our second time away from our podcast.
That's wild.
The only other time was with Tommy G, but that was still in our studio. So this is our first time together away from our studio.
How does it feel?
It feels like I can say anything I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know why. That concerns me quite a bit.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, my humor just feels so much darker here. Like, I feel evil over here. It's so dumb because it's still going to get posted, and I can get canceled that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't get canceled here. And I don't know why I feel like that.
Here's the deal. You can't get canceled here because I'm going to cut out any cancelable shit.
Okay. Because
I don't want to jump on that train myself.
True.
I don't want to be the conductor of that, right? That's the guy driving the train, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
do they exist anymore?
I was just going to ask that. I was like, what an awesome job, man. Could you imagine being at the front of a freaking train? Yeah. You know?
I just like how, like, trains know they're going to crash into something, like, almost a minute ahead of time. So you got time to go back, like, yo, I fucked up, y'all. Like, we're about to crash in like 30 seconds. I fucked up. I already hit the brake, bro. I don't know what else to do. Like,
but I feel like trains are kind of like automatic because they kind of go on the trails already, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what does a conductor do? Is just make sure nothing. It's almost like being in an autopilot car.
You still got to switch, though, right? There's at some point.
Yeah, they'd be walking from one end to the other, though.
But I'm saying, like, at some point, you come upon, like, a switch where the track takes you one way or the other.
And I don't think they control that.
They got to call back. Well, they got to call and let them know.
Yeah, true.
Hey, I'm about a minute away.
I think they do have some stuff like that, though, that they got to control. Or there's, like, a ground traffic controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just made that up, but there's air traffic control. You guys both were like, yeah, that sounds right.
That's rolling.
Sounds right.
Go ahead. No, I think they're just there to see if there's a guy tied up in a rope laying down on the train tracks. There he is.
We got one.
Somebody tried to get him. That's like the dumbest way to kill somebody. It's like so long. Like, you know what? We're going to tie you up and wait till a train runs over you. And we're just staying here all night. Toot, toot. You hear that, buddy?
I think it's just like that slow death part of it, though. Just like when people tie the little cinder blocks to your feet before they throw you in the water.
That's just plain evil, though.
The cinder blocks?
Yeah, to like sink someone.
No,
like,
you have to sink to the bottom because you might be able to swim.
You would rather be tied to train tracks for death rather than sunk?
I'm telling you, nobody's ever going to torture me. They're going to kill me right away because I'm not going to stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
100%. You're a pussy. You're a punk. I know your mom, bro. I know your mom.
You're one of those guys in the mob movies where it's like, will you shut up? And I'm never going to pow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I want to go out. You're not going to torture me and then kill me.
That's why I always hated in those movies when like the criminals, like especially when Batman get them. When they give them the information and they still kill you, it's like, bro, why am I giving you this information if I know there's nothing else? There's no living after this.
I don't like Batman, though.
No, Batman's the worst superhero.
Yeah.
Why? Because Batman, I will say, historically, has been my favorite superhero.
Really?
Real?
Yeah. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of seen him in a different light.
Yeah.
You know? He's kind of especially in the Dark Knight, he's kind of a prick, man. He's kind of like into surveillance and... He's kind of like TikTok, punk, you know? Yeah.
That's what he is.
Conservative?
You see all the other superheroes. It's like, oh, the building's falling. The guy took over all the power of the city and he's controlling everything. You know, Spider-Man, Superman, they're going to stop all that. Batman's like, yo, why the fuck are you selling weed, boy?
He's going after the low.
We're just selling drugs here, Batman. Like, no, fuck that. You know, like it's like pedophiles everywhere. It's like people committing crimes.
Where's the weed?
Where's the weed? You guys selling coke? Like, yeah, like.
Wait, what?
There's like more of those one things that's like, I feel like almost like an industry plan in a sense where he got the money to become a superhero where he didn't really get the natural way of getting a superpower. Like, you know, Superman had everything else, but Batman's just like, hey, I can buy my superpowers because I have
And he's a pussy. So.
He's kind of like, he's a rich kid, but he went through some stuff. He saw his parents get murdered in front of him.
I didn't do anything about it. Soft as fuck. You're beating everybody up. What about the guys that killed your parents and you told you curled up like a punk?
He went and cried to, what's his name? Alfred.
Alfred.
That guy.
Yeah.
And then, but in the thing, then he goes away and he like learns like, karate or something.
Some type of powerful karate.
I think I could take Batman in a fight, right?
No, you can't. I don't think so.
Hand-to-hand combat?
No, you're black too. He beat the shit out of you. Batman would turn his body cam off and just beat the crap out of you. Just beat the dog shit out of you.
You don't think so?
Nah,
karate? I don't think karate really works in real life.
No, it definitely does.
Hell no.
How does boxing translate? Because I have I boxed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm a boxer. Yeah. I'm saying I have participated in the event of boxing poorly multiple times. Dante, actually, we boxed together a little bit. He'll tell you I'm bad. but how long have you been boxing?
Only like a year now.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, shut up.
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah, only a year.
I've been boxing way longer than that.
I like how you don't say the year.
Way longer than a year. How'd you get that good that fast?
Just
dedication?
Having time to do it, I think. Oh. And just had a really decent like athletic background. Because I was when I graduated Lakeland, I actually got a chance with like the 49ers and the Giants. So just being a decent athlete and then...
Wait, what do you mean you got a chance?
I was like in camps and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Nice.
Yeah, never the Packers though.
Why not?
I don't know.
Have any interest?
You don't give out Packer vibes either. You don't give that like Donald Driver, you know, Greg Jennings smile, like grateful to be here. You kind of give that like Giants. Like,
yeah, I think I would be the one that doesn't Lambeau leap.
New York. Yeah. Never Lambeau leap. Just point at the guys like, you thought I was jumping, huh?
I'm not risking my Achilles on that jump.
That's a high jump. When I walked around the stadium, that's like a decent jump. You have to really trust the fans to like give you that little
not fans up. Owners
yeah
owners
yeah they're
yeah.
all owners
oh yeah true
I'm an
that's
owner.
Just the way that's just the
I'm
way
an owner
you are
huh? yeah
are so you part you, owner
yeah so you guys start talking some shit I want to hear it
you want to hear it
yeah
okay you got the seats are not I get it's supposed to be historic it's kind of like the what's the Cubs Wrigley it's kind of like the Wrigley thing going on but like it has to be some like type of new something that happens within the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're thinking about it, so if you don't get
I'll bring this back to the board. Bring it back to the board.
If you don't get a generational quarterback, right?
Right.
You got
right.
two in a row.
Yeah.
You got two in a row, crazy. Two top 10 quarterbacks in a row ever. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
We've done good.
Right, done good. If you don't get that again, which Jordan Love might not be, if you don't get that again, how do you get guys to say, hey, I'm willing to come to Green Bay? Not the guys that are just be like, I have to go to Green Bay because they're offering me the best contract. But the guys that just be like, hey, I want to go to Green Bay because obviously it's definitely a winning tradition, but like what else are you giving them? Because you go to like Milwaukee. One time we were out in I feel bad for like the Bucks players and the Packers players because the accessibility of like privacy when you go out in club is terrible. Like I can get in the set wherever Giannis wants to go, I can sit right next to him. And that should not be a thing. Yeah.
Really? So, okay. All right. So I lived in like LA for a little bit and Dallas for a little bit and Washington, DC. And in each one of those cities, like the club game, I had one buddy who was a promoter in LA, so I would get into some clubs and I would basically get in there and not be able to afford any drinks. So anytime I've been in these areas, I haven't had the money to like access a club. Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I don't belong in a club.
Not
at all.
By the time you get the money, you're like, damn, I don't belong here. And you're wondering, like, I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose.
I know. I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose and to lose part of my hearing forever. You know, like, I hate like waking up like drunk and just ringing in my ears. Like, I'm never gonna get that hearing back. Those little follicles are just dead. You know,
waking up with burn marks from the sparklers and shit. Like, from the fucking
that's a $300 sparkler. Is what it is.
Sometimes those bottle service, the dances go on a little too long.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward.
Yeah. I think anything more than 15 seconds, and it's like,
birthday,
all
right, Mike.
And then everybody has their phone out. It just looks like, all right.
Hey, it's the birthday boiler.
Wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up, man. I'm only getting one bottle. I don't want them to notice.
And you also know that they're putting the sparklers in the bottle so they can pop the bottle, pull out another bottle, pour half of it in there, and then cut it.
Yeah.
I think that's my conspiracy.
Yeah.
I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle there. This is my first time at like getting bottle service. I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle, you can't take like the bottle with you.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they're using that for the next. They're just going to fill it up with water, put a sparkler on, give it to the
next
bottle.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they know you're already drunk. Nobody's going to the club like super sober.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, a Grey Goose bottle is a pretty sweet like weapon if you're fighting Batman. This is funny.
That's the type of fights he likes, though. You know, he likes to all I have is a pistol, so I get to throw a blade at your wrist. Batman's not a good superhero. Spider-Man's probably the best one.
There's
too many.
Let's say you're Spider-Man and your spidey senses start tingling in Iowa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How fucked are you?
Yeah, yeah,
you
know, because
you're like running through a cornfield and you're like,
yeah, yeah.
You have nothing to grab onto. Yeah. Like, it just goes until you get to like Des Moines. Yeah. And then you're like,
that
bing!
Is very true. Yeah. You know? That is, hey, I've never heard that before. Yeah. Spider-Man cannot survive in the Midwest.
No, man.
You literally just have to stay in Chicago. Like, yeah, man, I can't help anybody outside of here.
Yeah, I know. He's got to hope like a plane's flying by at the right time or
I'm
something.
I'm all for like diversity and stuff like that too, but there's too many Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
There's a Mexican Spider-Man.
There's a Mexican Spider-Man?
Yeah. Miles Morales.
Is Miles Mexican? I thought he was black.
He's black and Mexican.
He's black and Mexican. Yeah, they just mix. Hey, man. We're going to give you a minority, all right.
They got
Mexi-Black.
Tommy, what's his name? Maguire?
Who is
Toby Maguire?
Toby. Is that that's the original?
That's the original. Who else is the Garfield? They got the British one.
Andrew Garfield.
Two British ones?
They're both British. And
Tom, yeah.
I really thought that they were like the same guy. Like in my mind, if you were to say name a Spider-Man, I probably would have said Tom Garfield or something.
He just combined it.
I literally can't tell that. If you show me a picture of those two dudes, I can't tell you the difference.
You ever acted?
Huh?
You ever been in any movies?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in a couple movies. You ever seen the movie Cedar Rapids? I was the out of focus pool boy in that.
Cedar Rapids.
It's a movie. I was a PA on it.
I thought you were joking. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I know.
You gotta send me a timestamp. I definitely gotta find that.
Yeah. Because I was getting coffee and like taking care of the microphones or the walkie-talkies on that. Also, Public Enemies. You guys remember when they shot that in Wisconsin? It was back in it was 2008.
I'm the worst person, like, movie.
Yeah.
Like,
I get it. I would only know this because I'm in it. But, but I'm like a extra in it. And on that set, it was all about the mobsters, like John Dillinger and those guys. Mm. So there's this one scene where they have all the extras smoking these unfiltered cigarettes, you know? And I was in that scene, too. And they were like, okay, do the exact same thing on every scene, and I did a French inhale, so I was like thinking I had to French inhale this unfiltered cigarette, you know, and I was so sick, you know, like
so that's what they do, like the cigarettes in those movies don't be like real.
No, they're I feel like some of them were real, but no, they were either real or they were an herbal cigarette. Mm. But either way, it's disgusting.
An herbal cigarette sounds crazy, though.
Yeah, it's like you're smoking oregano, like back in high school when someone would actually sell a bag of oregano.
You want some? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Isn't that crazy? I grew up with guys that used to sell fake dope. They would like shave soap into a thing, and then like these people would come around and they just like exchange it, and then those same people would be pulling around 30 minutes later looking for them. At least their noses were clean, but...
Oh, with the cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine.
Fake, though.
Fake cocaine. Just soap. Clean noses.
Yeah.
Just, was it...
Hey! Is that Irish Spring? Yes.
I don't know whether to beat you up or tip you for my nose job.
I would feel like they still get somewhat of a high, though.
I would think, yeah, there's probably enough chemicals in that soap.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been around a lot of drug dealers.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen really, really bad drug dealers.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen a drug dealer do to sort of? So soap is pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's another?
I've option? Seen. I know someone that keisters their drugs, but as like they're not in like danger of being pulled over or like searched, but they just do it as like a precaution.
Oh,
and like, I'm not. Like, I don't know if it's like
once they get out of the shower, just.
Just, you know? Yeah, as soon as they hit the road, soup.
Oh, wow.
Put their bag up there, and I'm yeah. like, I don't know if their customers are like, what?
Man, that's...
does it get like an extra high?
I think like, so. I think they're hoping that bag pops
shit,
a little bit.
Shit stains on it.
they poke it just yeah. a little bit, you know? Yeah. A little boofing action.
Yeah, you got the turds on there, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, you know what? I've never talked about this topic on the Cripescast before, keistering... the drugs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do to like hide something up there. I don't think there'd be ever a moment that I want to keister anything.
I think I'd just get caught.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah. Or
at that point, because yeah. I know there's a chance of me being unsuccessful at it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be unsuccessful at shoving something up your butt.
You can die. Like
and
that
then, yeah, you can die. Oh, that's really? That's yeah, why
it can
I would
explode
do it.
In your, it can still get in your system. Yeah.
Yeah. If a whole bag of that like pops. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to get high as hell and die, you know? Holy crap.
Yeah.
You're going to do a high and die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bad way to go out, too.
Yeah, from sticking something
yeah,
up your
the
butt.
Yeah, the headline.
You're definitely not making it to heaven. No. God's like, I don't know what happened, but, like, you broke, like, 5 rules, bro. You're not getting in.
St. Beer's like, turn around.
It's so strict. Like, do people think, like, do we all think we're getting into heaven? Because, like, technically... we're probably not, but we are like comparable to the rest of the world. Like there's so many.
it's like when you take a test at college yeah, and you're like, I got a 73, but yeah. there's a curve on this.
Yeah. It's like, know? Everybody's like failing. Like it's a dude that's like, it's people like killers.
Oh yeah.
Predators and all that. And
dictators.
Then you look, yeah. Yeah. You look at the Bible.
People doing genocide. There's all this stuff.
Like, even the people like, no offense to people in like the army and stuff like that. Like they're taking people lives. So technically, you know, we're above like all these people if you haven't like committed that type of crime.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I got to be able to get in. So I'm just like, you know, freelance. That's why I keep my dark humor going because I'm like, I've never killed anybody.
Yeah.
I've never done anything. So yeah. it's just like, I got to get in. And yeah. if like God doesn't let me in, then.
What are you going to do?
Well, we'll see. We'll see. If he, I mean, if he's all knowing, he should see what's coming if he doesn't let me in. Oh, he does know everything. God's like, I told you. Send him down.
All right, we gotta get. Where both do you guys from?
Yeah, we need to talk.
We got. Oh, yeah. I try getting somewhere, and then we start talking about Batman.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So let's. Then we'll get
I'm
back
Patrick
to Sheboygan.
Johnson. I stole your phone.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. I was trying to prank you, but you never like came for it. I'm Patrick Johnson. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, originally.
Pontiac, Michigan.
We both came here. I came here a year earlier than him in 2011 to Sheboygan to Lakeland.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Michael Essiobu. I was born in Nigeria, actually. Moved to Chicago when I was like 5 and then went to high school in Nigeria and then Sheboygan.
Missing a big part in there.
What?
London.
Oh yeah, a little bit for a little bit.
Shout out to London, man.
Yeah, I got sent to boarding school in Nigeria by force.
They're
strict.
They're whipping them with bamboo sticks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Real like modern day school. Slavery.
Do you have to go pick?
He has like 2 big ass marks down his back.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have to like go pick a switch?
Oh, yeah, you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But they came in like, they had like the discipline committee. So it was just like, they walked through like the Avengers with like these long like bamboo sticks. Because bamboo sticks don't break.
Yeah.
They use that for like construction too. So it's like really durable thing.
Oh, yeah.
So you get whoopings in school.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence, but.
Damn.
But yeah, my parents.
What'd you do to get sent to boarding
school? It was really my fucking brothers.
What would they do?
It was just. My parents were divorced, and they happened to travel to Nigeria at the same time because they don't talk. So we were pretty much in Chicago by ourselves for at ages like eighth grade, freshman year of high school type of thing. And then my brother just didn't go to school, and then he got kicked out of high school. And then I was just showing up late. So just like, all right, we have to send them back to Nigeria. And they knew we wouldn't go willingly.
Yeah.
So my grandfather passed away. So that was like the excuse to bring us there. So we went there. We were there for like 2 weeks.
They're like, and one they're like, way hey, ticket.
You're not coming back. So yeah, yeah. So we end up in Nigerian boarding school.
And you were what, a freshman at this point?
Yeah, like a sophomore.
So that's fucked up.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You just don't hit your friends back. Like you don't.
I mean, it was, you know, like you go through this like the moments of thinking that you can still get back. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. They took everything. So I was trying to like
they
get
knew
money.
You at Gabe's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had like connection. My friend lives in the same building. I knew I had like some money. Yeah. Under a bed type of stuff. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport. It just was too much work.
Wait. Yeah. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So that guy in my inbox is right.
The Nigerian prince?
Yeah. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Nah, people, they fall for that. They deserve it. I'm not going to lie.
I know. If you get scammed by a guy wearing like a polo collar shirt with hoop shorts, that's on you. Yes, I am your cousin. Do you... Your uncle Rob.
God damn it! How you know Uncle Rob?
they be scamming like the old women and stuff like that.
Yeah, they get the old women have like really really good hearts.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, we're related. Like my grandma. Oh my God, you should see her email. Like every once in a while, I have the password to her email because she's like so bad at falling for scams.
Oh my!
Like
grandma,
you know how
too.
Many like different cousins like I've had that like. She's ready to send money to and stuff like that. And there's like this one time, like maybe she's been almost scammed 50 times and my actual cousin needed money on his books and I like forced her not to do it. And he got out of jail and he was just like, bro, why didn't you let granny send me $50? I was like, hey, sounded like a scam to me, man. If you commit the crime, do the time.
That's fun.
Nah, he should definitely go back to jail. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, that was my favorite. Oh, okay. Yeah, Nigerian boarding school, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So, and then you guys, what, Pontiac, Michigan? What was that like? You like Pontiac, Michigan? You go back, you Lions fan?
Yeah, I'm a Lions fan. Do I like Pontiac, Michigan? I like that I'm from there.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I would never move. It's not a place you move back to.
Right.
It's like once you're out, you're out. Pontiac's more like, it's like on the outskirts of Detroit. It's kind of like a mini Detroit.
Got you.
There's no diss to like anybody in Pontiac, but that's what like people portray us as. And, you know, it's some rough size. It's some okay size, but it's just like not a place you can grow in for sure.
It's kind of a place that, like Detroit, was sort of left from the auto worker days, sort of like vacated.
Right. We got a bunch of plants there.
Yeah.
There's some that are back up and running. I know my dad works in one. So it's just like they have stuff there.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like a ghost town. It's ran by like the state now because there's no that like the state police is there. There's no
There's no
Pontiac Police Department. There's sheriffs there all over.
That's it's interesting to see that happen to towns and sort of like now you kind of have this resurgence a bit of people like now selecting some towns that have been sort of left because they're looking at that all that space, you know, Amazon or something like that. And you kind of are thinking like when that shoe drops, do they have exit plans now? Because I feel like that manufacturing build quick, build big, build the plants, and then as soon as it's gone, just leave it. Because to what it does to a neighborhood to have this entire friggin' factory right in the middle of it,
yep.
You know, it just that's not good for anything if that thing is not there.
But the thing with Pontiac is like, is it just a bunch of thieves? Like at the beginning, like when I was growing up, Pontiac got like a lot of like
funding
from the States. Mm-hmm. So they got like, oh, we'll give you millions for this, millions for help your school. Then they had all these people just like stealing money. Like, oh, they won't notice if 50,000 were gone. Well, there's 10 of you fucking stealing right now. So, yeah, so 10 of you.
Only one of you can steal.
All 10 of you can't be thieves. So all like everybody was stealing, like athletic directors were stealing to a point we had to like combine schools. One school closed. Yeah, one high school in the whole damn city.
So are you saying like this was after the industry had left, the funding came in?
The industry was still there. It was like almost like all happened at the same time. Okay. Like going downhill, like our mayors are weird as hell.
There's
like
a lot of corruption in Detroit politics. Yeah, and Chicago politics. I mean, there's corruption. I feel like the political corruption like is very fascinating. The the transportation, the Teamsters, that whole situation.
What was that? Explain that to me.
Well, the Teamsters, that was like the union, you know, when they say, do you know where, what's his name? The dude's body, Jimmy Hoffa's buried. You know, you heard that?
Yeah.
So, like, basically,
you jump from a plane, right? Or something like that?
No. Jimmy Hoffa was like the Teamsters boss. He had mob ties.
Oh,
I'm thinking of some other shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the other dude.
But you have like this mix of politics and the mob and all that in sort of like around the boom era of the auto. Manufacturing and everything like that. And then you kind of see that corruption sort of then when the business goes away and good times are gone, the corruption then takes the rest and leaves the city for dead.
I don't mind that type of corruption. Like Pontiac, they were just fucking stealing. The corruption of like a mob.
You want
like,
a story behind your corruption.
If we were walking up to your place and the mob came in and just be like, dish Charlie Behrens on his podcast or else like I'm coming up here and I'm just letting fuck you, Charlie.
Yeah, you're doing
like, I'm trying to get fucking home. Like, fuck that shit.
No,
like,
I get it.
Like the mob, like the mob can pretty much make me do anything. Like,
yeah. Well, just saying you're for sale on this. And I'll have you know, we have a very large mafia listenership on this.
Really?
So you're really setting yourself up.
Yeah. Whatever y'all need me to do.
Anything?
Protection.
Anything?
No, not anything.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
Huh?
Where do you draw the line?
I draw the line if anything has to do with my body.
Your body.
Yeah. I'm not selling my body.
Okay.
But if the mob asked me to kill somebody, I feel like I would. Yeah,
you would do it?
Yeah. If I knew they were going to kill me, might as well.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this or else. Yeah, I got you.
That's good.
No problem.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Marquette High School.
Marquette. Oh,
okay. Nice, I was nice, one nice. Of the one of those guys. It was I grew up in a big family of 12 kids.
Damn.
So, yeah.
One parent? Two parents?
Two parents.
I said one parent. Yeah. I mean, it's 2023. People can have one parent. Test two babies.
You think he's a Dalmatian or something?
Yeah, no, I was one of 12, and I was one of the older ones. So, it was interesting. You guys have a lot of siblings?
Yeah, I got seven sisters.
Seven sisters? Mm-hmm. I got eight.
Right, eight? Sheesh.
Yeah, I know. Are you one of your brothers?
I'm third oldest.
Third oldest?
Yeah.
You think you're not the only boy, though?
Got one more boy.
One more boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's younger.
So nine.
Yep.
Nice. And then.
But broken child. Household, though.
Two, how many?
I don't have a full sibling. Like, okay. I don't have a sibling where I could be like, we got the same mom and dad.
Got you. Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
I don't think any of my siblings do. It's all fucked up somewhere.
Yeah.
It's like a big ass jigsaw puzzle. Nobody questions anything. Yeah. It's always weird to me when people are like, that's my half sister. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, anytime someone says that, they'd be like, I believe you will fuck your sister if you have half the time she'd be looking good half the time. Like, what the fuck is that? Well, you tell me, oh, that's my third cousin. Okay, you want to fuck her. So, like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you calling her your third cousin? Like, I don't fucking get it.
Where does a cousin thing, because I think legally don't know that. You can marry down this road.
I think
with
you can
guys.
Marry your first cousin if you want.
Your
to.
Your first cousin?
No. Yes. Yeah, but only if you're not gonna be. I think if you're past the point of making kids, you can. I really? Know that because I think my great uncle, I think, it was married to his cousin. Somehow.
Really?
But no kids?
Yeah. No, they were past that point.
What is like even considered she past was that his point?
Where the woman can't have a kid anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what is considered that?
I mean, look, like this is coming from my grandma 36? Who said that about yeah. my great uncle. Because, like, she was his caretaker in some way.
Ah, I got you.
And then they fell in love. Well, I don't know, man.
Biden at the family reunion, like, yo.
At some point, you just stop asking follow-up questions.
You're just like, man, cool. His nose is so cute. Oh, yeah, you guys have matching nose. No wonder you think it's cute.
Folks, gotta interrupt the podcast here to shout out our title sponsor, Jolly Good Soda. Oh my gosh, it's good stuff, I tell you what. And by the way, what better way to make Thanksgiving awesome than to bring over yourself a rack of Jolly Good Soda? Mm. Oh, it's good stuff. Nice. Jeez, little, nice. If you're making old fashions too, I like the sour. I get my old fashioned sour and I use the Jolly Good Sour Power. Mm. Get that sucker in there and just pour a little Jolly Good floater on top of that brandy and
good night. You won't remember Thanksgiving.
Tasty treat. Yeah, well, if you drink enough of them, you won't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Check them out, jollygoodsoda.com. And folks, also, guess what time of year it is, baby? It's deer season. It's Thanksgiving. It's holiday season. Fleet Farm's got you covered. It is your place to find gifts for every person you're shopping for. Shopping for the kiddos? Toyland is open with toys from the best brands like Lego and Barbie. Handy men out there, check out their huge selection of tools from Milwaukee Tool and DeWalt. Looking for a nice sweater for your lady? Oh, they've got some warm clothing options from Columbia and Carhartt and more. And we've even got the Manitowoc Minute booth over there at the Fleet Farm. Now, if you're having trouble deciding, they've got gift cards so you can get them for whoever you're shopping for, and you can pick up everything on your gift list. Fleet Farm has you covered. Mm-hmm. Fleet Farm, check them out. Finally, folks, the best way to support the Kripescast podcast is go to kripescast.com, click on our merch section, and we can get all your holiday shopping done there too. Oh my gosh, all our stuff, or most of it, is made right here in America. We've got hats, sweatshirts, hoodies. We've got great deals going on for Black Friday coming up.
Deep Tees. This is coming out Wednesday. By the time you listen to this, Cyber Monday, we have deals. We also have deals on Black Friday. So if you're interested in buying something for someone for cheap, that's where you go.
Heck yeah. Check it out. Kripescast.com. Click on the merch section. Maybe you want to get someone a digital gift. Maybe it's late. You're at a party like, I didn't get nothing. Okay. Well, what you could do is get them a subscription to the Patreon. Patreon.com/CharlieBarons. Buy it for someone. Buy it for yourself. We got bonus videos. We've got behind the scenes from on the road videos. We've got first look at show tickets. And there's another gift idea. We've got a bunch of shows coming up in 2024. They're all listed up there. You want to get someone tickets to a show? That's an easy one, folks. Check them out. Check us out. Kripescast.com. It's all there. All right. With that said, let's get back to my conversation with the Crash Dummies guys, Mike and Pat. We've covered a lot of topics here today, haven't we? Hang on. Let me see how much. Oh, my God. We've
been rolling.
We've been going, guys.
We didn't even say we had a podcast, dude.
We've been going.
Oh, yeah. We do have a podcast.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. So, can you guys tell me, like, how you met and decided to do the podcast?
I'll give you the shortest rundown.
Yeah, I believe that afterwards.
Don't say no. We met at Lakeland, in Sheboygan, played football together, graduated, kind of just did our own things, like with jobs and stuff like that. Pretty much one day, me and Pat used to hang out a lot. Crack jokes. And
I used to sell him fentanyl. He got clean.
See, this is how we get off track. But basically, it was just like off the whim and just like, hey, I did a lot of stuff in social media in college, and my main job is marketing and stuff like that. So I knew that the short clips. I knew Pat was really funny. So I just said, hey, let's start this podcast. We bought the equipment. That was like the main commitment, was just like buying the stuff so you can't really back out of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bought the equipment and just literally started. And we're fortunate enough where like our first clip on like TikTok just went viral.
So
it was just like always up from there. We started like 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And just kind of been going up. We've done a lot of brand deals, worked with a lot of good companies and stuff like that now. So it's kind of like a full-time
podcasting. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how did it feel like when that first clip took off?
That was probably the only clip that's ever taken off that felt good. I gotta say, there's two clips. Everything else is like you're so far into manifesting that you like are already on to the next thing. Yeah. The first clip was kind of like, oh shit. And then we got that first clip, which reached like 300,000 in a day. And then we started getting the you're good but not viral type of views. Like you're getting 9K, 10K, 11K. And you're just like, oh shit, when's the next one? We got to get a million. And then we see like different podcasts. I see some podcasts like take shortcuts.
Mm.
What I call like shortcuts, they go for like these scripted viral moments that they can't keep up forever instead of just like being themselves and having like being organic. So we're watching some podcasts that either started before us or after us jump over us in numbers.
You're comparing.
Yeah. And we're comparing and we're like, that's fake. But we just like tried to stay true to ourselves and like not worry about what other people are doing. And then as you like progress along, because we compare, we never really got to like enjoy like the views because we're just like, what's the next thing?
It's
like a good thing and bad thing.
And you know how social media is. Just one of those things where you put out a clip, right? It does well, but now it's like on to the next one already. So it's like,
I don't know what that's like at all, guys. I live in the moment every. No, it is. It is very much. You don't always have time to enjoy because you are like on to the next one and you are editing the next thing or doing the next stand up show or doing, you know, whatever it is. And that is the tough thing to figure out, to find your zen in this this craziness.
Yeah. Kind of like the next steps for us too is just like doing more stuff like this, collaborating with different people. That's why it's cool to like this other big, you know, podcasts and other big influencers in a sense that in Wisconsin.
I mean,
in
I love that. And we gotta do some videos.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Viral stuff. Yeah.
That's why I thought it'd be fun to start with the pod because we can you know, we can think of some stuff.
We're trying to work on a farm for a day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was talking with Dante about doing that.
Yeah.
We were talking about doing a first-time dairy farmer video.
Has to confirm. We have to go back through the farmer's like lineage, like their heritage, to make sure we aren't repeating history. Hey, he's like, hey, man, I'm glad to have you guys here. And, you know, we owned your grandfather, right? Really good guy. That back muscle's just like that. Two of you guys, your grandfather used to move this by himself.
It becomes Get Out really quick. Yeah.
So we got to make sure, like, you know, the guy's a good guy. He's not like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but doing stuff more like that in IRL stuff, like.
Yeah.
That's kind of like our next kind of like.
Yeah, plan. I saw the horse.
Yeah.
See, that was tougher for us to do because it was like a huge favor by one of our friends. And that was her horse. Mm. So we really couldn't like toy around. Mm. And the other big part is we were scared as fuck.
Horses are scary, man.
Like I had a fight coming up too. So I was like,
And they know if you're scared.
Yeah.
They come right up to you that. And
like hit you with like their face and stuff like that.
Yeah. They're like, smacking the shit out of you.
I
they're
put
like,
you down, boy, quick.
But you know who is boss.
Yeah. So, and they tell the thing is like, oh, the thing about horses is weird. It's like, oh, don't stand behind them. They'll kick you. And then the horse will literally put you in a position where you're behind them.
Yeah.
But then there's another horse that if you move here, you're behind this horse. And then if you move here, you're behind this horse. So it's just like, they're just fucking with
you. You're on the wrong end of a lot of horses.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, kick you or they'll shit. Yeah.
We just saw, Mike literally just saw a video of someone having sex with a horse.
Why is it me that saw it?
You saw the video.
It was on Twitter.
Did you Google it?
No. It was just on Twitter. It was just people saying, you know when people say, don't watch that horse video? And you're like, what horse video? And you actually look at
that's like the worst thing people can say. People tell me don't watch. Oh, don't.
I've never been
Yeah. Girl gets killed by the cartel. Don't watch. Click. Holy shit, they actually did it. Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know what I can. Is that okay to have on Twitter with you?
Twitter's like there's some pages
or X.
There's some pages that get away with everything. Like there's like guys getting shot in the head, all type of guys committing suicide. There's That's one crazy. Video. It's funny, but it's not funny at the same time. There's this guy. He's like on a 10-story building, and he's like threatening to jump. And these people are down. They pan to the people below, and the people are just like, come on. Like, he's wasting their fucking time. And like, I kind of like sympathize with them like a little bit. It's just like, bro, you could have killed yourself way quicker than this. I have to watch. And now it's just like, bro.
Did he do it?
I don't know. But that's like a crazy story to tell your boss. It's like, bro, the reason I was late, dude was going to jump, but he didn't. Like, yeah, you're fired, fucker. Fuck.
When's your next show in Wisconsin?
I'm doing Reedsburg on Saturday.
Where's Reedsburg?
By the Dells. You guys ever go to the Dells?
Yeah. We have a friend that lives out in the Dells.
You like the Dells?
My experience with the Dells is like, I've stayed in a really expensive suite in the Dells.
The Kalahari?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've also like been at like some grimy ass places where it's like, them is kind of dirty.
Me too.
Yeah. Because I went there for like the Dells has that like dome, that football dome, whatever. It's like an indoor football turf that they got from like an NFL team. When I was a college football coach.
Oh,
I went there and like scouted.
They let
some
you coach
a camp. Yeah, I coached D2 football and D3 football.
Right now?
No, I quit. I quit everything.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah. Fifth Color was the last job I had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where I saw you at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
See where I saw you at? Yeah. It's like a place he wasn't supposed to be or something. Yeah. It's just the name of a strip club.
Yeah.
Fifth Color is like where they give you can't get in unless you get a hand job. Like, all right.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah, okay. Wait, where was that? We were talking about before the horse fucking. Oh, no. Tour. Oh, the Dells. That's why we're
talking. Are you not in the Dells?
I've done shows in the Dells. I haven't gone back there in a minute. Reedsburg's close.
How far is Reedsburg from here?
I want to say 20, 30.
Oh, that's not okay. Bad.
Something. From the Dells.
Oh, but it's an hour.
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours
God
from
damn.
Here. Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But, yeah,
you gotta let us know when
you guys doing live shows.
Soon. Yeah, soon. Yeah,
yeah, nice. You know what? I got this Bellied Up podcast, which is we take callers too.
Yeah,
and oh man, callers, that's the best.
Yeah,
because you don't have to prepare anything, then some of them just say that you're like, oh yeah, this
they'll do
one's
the work
gonna
for
go.
You.
Some
of our best call. I feel like our most viral video. The girl kind of did the work for us, you know. It's just like
same with on the Bellied Up. Yeah.
Sometimes people just do the work for you because they have that one story. The problem is like that person like keeps hitting you up and just be like, your life is not interesting after this fentanyl accident. So it's just like,
yeah,
I'm sorry. Like, you're not an interesting crackhead. Like, you had one moment.
You've got some, but I feel like we got this one guy who's called back a few times, and I just feel he wants to do stand up, and I was just like, man, if you do it, you'd probably be good at it. But like, that's a tough thing to get someone who's like in the moment, like really good to like, and then that clip did go viral to like replicate that and then do the work of like going to the clubs and working out material on it.
That's going to start doing some stand-up.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Stand-up is totally different. Stand-up is like you're telling people before you get on stage, hey, I'm funny. And then walking on stage and then trying to make them laugh. There's nothing like, have anybody ever told you, like, when they find, you probably get it all the time. Hey, tell me a joke.
Yeah.
You're funny, you're a comedian, right? And you're like, what? Like, anytime someone tells me that, I just swing. It's just like, it's better this way that you don't like me.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like.
I tell a really bad joke. Yeah, that's what I do. Okay. And I'd say it very serious. Yeah.
Yeah, Pat's gonna start doing some comedy now too.
Yeah, I have like a smaller show tonight.
Yeah, oh, where at?
North Avenue.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long are you, what are you doing? You're featuring, you're headlining?
Headlining.
Sweet.
It's like, well, 15, 20 minutes.
What's the capacity over at that one? Like, I think it's like, what, 100?
Yeah, it's like, can't 50, be more.
I think.
Is it 50?
It can't be more. It can't be more than like 75 because I was only allowed to sell 20 tickets.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I was only given 20 tickets. The other comedians were, and then
they already had people
like buy some.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's great, man. When I was first coming up doing stand up, I was living in LA at that point, and I did these bringer shows, and I would buy the tickets, and then I gave them away to my friends, and none of them showed up. Oh. You know, like it was so hard in LA to get people to go anywhere because traffic. And then even if you give them away the tickets, they still got to pay for parking, you know, and that's like $10, $15.
You probably couldn't wait to move. Why did you move to LA? Was it like the Hollywood thing? Like,
no, when I first moved out, the social media thing wasn't a thing. It was 2009, 10. I'm a little older. And then, so if you wanted to do this thing, you had to go to LA. And then I got into the news biz, and then I went around the country in all those other cities, and then I moved back to LA to do red carpet news. And I hated that. And so I started doing stand up at night.
Well, so who do you talk to in a red carpet? Just everybody?
Any celebrity that you can imagine.
That's so like.
Who's the most famous person you talk to?
I don't know. Matthew McConaughey, Johnny Depp, Will Ferrell.
So
like you would have like A-list people.
You ever talk to somebody that you didn't know and you had to pretend that you knew?
You saw that, dude. Like I talked to. I remember there was a lead of some film, but it was this actor who I can't even remember anymore. But if I said him, you would know. And I think I had bad facial recognition.
Most cops in America too.
Most cops in America.
Yeah, they got bad facial. That's not him. Fuck. Just tell him come clean it up.
I just couldn't remember people. Like I think I had a conversation with who was it? God, I can't even remember. It was the one with Amy Schumer.
The train
wrecked.
Oh, that guy with the dark hair.
Bill Hader?
No, it wasn't.
It has to be that guy with the dark hair.
It
might
have been Bill Hader.
He's on the Family Show too. The hell is that Family Show?
It was not Bill Hader. No, because it wasn't. I would have known Bill Hader. This was in Texas. I was doing this. Anyways, what were you saying? I was trying to think of this guy.
Oh yeah, you didn't recognize him?
No, I didn't. I didn't recognize anybody though. Like for the most part.
What questions were you asking?
That's what I was just saying.
Oh, because I never did any research before this because I just didn't care. You know, I was trying to do my own thing on the side. And I was just trying to get out of there.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, man, what inspired you to do this project?
And then I would hope in their answer, I would figure out who they were. Because I had a sheet with people's like fuzzy pictures on it. And they'd said the names. And then I would just like take the top three.
Can you have the mic too?
Sorry. So I would take the top three people on the call sheet, Google their name, see if there was anything newsworthy that they were doing, and then try to get them to say something about that because that would be the only clip that would matter, you know. And then
were your like interviews in like comedic inspired or just like actually like
no, it was news. If they were comedic, that'd be great. But the whole news business, it was just turning and burning at that point. It was all YouTube clips. It was like put the names up, put the hashtags, put whatever. So and you've got like 50 people coming down a red carpet. You don't know when anyone's coming down. And we weren't a big enough organization. It was with Variety, but we were like the stepson brand of Variety. And so I didn't have someone telling me those like E and all those places, they have a producer there. This is so and so, this is what you asked them. So I didn't have that. So I was just guessing.
You're just winging it and shit like that.
Yeah.
Probably talking to George Clooney and shit and you just don't know.
Yeah.
You probably know George Clooney though.
Batman.
I talked to know George Clooney.
Is that what you recognize him? Hold on.
George Clooney, Batman.
Yeah, but is that what your first?
Yes. What other stuff was George Clooney in?
That's crazy.
Anyway. George Clooney, he was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
But that's not his. Huh? All the Oceans, right?
Oceans movies.
That's what he's more famous
That's
for.
That's funny, like. Man.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen...
The Oceans ones are like...
Oceans 11.
Casino heist movies. Like Brad Pitt. It's like a big ensemble cast movie.
That's a funny question. You name an actor And then you say, name a movie. And then whatever movie they say, it says something about them.
Brad Pitt.
Fight Club.
Mission Impossible, right? He's not Brad Pitt. Right?
That's Tom Cruise.
That's Tom Cruise.
They're the same person to me. Yeah. I swear to God, they're the same person.
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
There's some white guy cringing in this car like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
They're the same person to me. Yes. Just how you think Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley look alike, I think Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise look alike. Fuck off. We're even. Guy's pulling over. Some guy in Manitowoc's listening to this like, you motherfucker. Don't let him talk like that, Charlie.
The thing about like even stuff like that, I've like seen your stuff before, but I think when I first saw you, it was like the Manitowoc Minute.
Yeah.
Were you living in Manitowoc?
No. So I was in LA. I was doing a show. I remember I just got done doing a show at the Comedy Store. And it was this Midwest bit because I was in news and I was doing this news Midwest guy, which was the basis of the Manitowoc Man. I didn't call it the Manitowoc Man yet. They were the crowd. It was a packed show. I says, anyone from the Midwest? A bunch of people raised their hand. I says, anyone from Wisconsin? This one guy's from Manitowoc. And we had a back and forth in the thing. And then that night I was editing the Manitowoc Minute, the first one. And I was trying to think of what to call it. And then I wanted the alliteration. So I wanted it to be like Menasha Minute, I was considering. Marshfield, you know. Mm-hmm. Minocqua was another one. And then I was listening back to that thing. I was like, oh, Manitowoc, that's what I'm going to do. And I think part of the reason it took off was because at the time in 2016 or in 2017, Making a Murderer was everything. And Manitowoc couldn't get away from that. So they're like, we'll take anything to distract it. It's like, hey there, folks, welcome to the Manitowoc Minute. They're like, all right, fine, I guess I'll take that. You know, it's like when you're like trying to buy something buy some donuts and you're like, could I have some Long Johns? And you're like, yeah, we don't have those, but we do have the cream filled whatever. And you're like, all right, I'll take that.
So yeah. That's how I first heard about you.
Was Manitowoc Mint.
I had this older co-worker, and like he would come up, like he found out about our podcast.
Yeah.
And he would come up at Fifth Color. He'd come up to me and just like, you heard of Charlie Behrens? Just like, no. Then he like, take my keyboard and type in your stuff. And I have to watch like your videos because he'd be standing behind it.
It's the best way. And then you have to like give a laugh here and there.
I'm just like, you know, the first time someone does that, you're like so against it. So you're not even paying attention to the video.
Yeah.
And then I started watching a couple on my own. And then he caught me watching it. And then like,
oh, nice.
You check out that new Charlie Behrens video. All right, Jim.
Would you say then, because your comedy is inspired by a lot of like Midwest stuff, right?
Yeah.
What like states are kind of like the Midwest that aren't in the Midwest, would you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot. Like Arizona. Well, there's a lot of people from the Midwest in Arizona, in Florida. Pennsylvania has Midwest vibes. Upstate New York. I would say Alaska.
What was like in Alaska?
What
was it like in Alaska? I've never been there.
I've
a forgotten child.
So I only been there one time, but it's pretty Midwest in that. Like people are like we were going. I was going with the first mate of this ship. I was working on this ship, and this fishing ship, and first mate, she's taking us on this hike like the next day, and while we were on the ship, the hardest dude I've ever met in my life, like most backwoods guy, was like, I would never go hiking without my gun. Like, cause there's bears and stuff, like grizzlies, big ass bears.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we're going out and I'm like, she's like, we get halfway there and she's like, oh shoot, I forgot my bear spray. And I was like, well, let's go back.
Yeah.
She was like, no, we've gone too far. I was like, no, we haven't.
No, I've
got it's
shit.
My birthday. I got all the time in the world today.
Where is Alaska on the map? Because I feel like when I see the map, right?
Are you kidding?
Where is Alaska?
Nah,
they be joking.
You always pull this foreigner car, like, bro.
Where is
that's
Alaska?
Some bullshit,
on the map?
Bro. Because
when
now.
I see the map, they just be putting like on the bottom in the corner somewhere.
That's true. That's true. It's got to cut out.
Because the map don't really show exactly where it is when you're just showing the USA.
It's up and to the left. Yeah.
Wait, we own that?
Yeah.
How?
It's like, I don't know. Like
Yeah.
Wow.
The way like Alaska, the way like Alaska is, it's like America went up there and just like, can we have this right here?
Like, I'm sure they didn't say, can we have this? It's like, we're taking this. I think we bought it from Russia, though.
Yeah.
What is that true? I think Russia.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think they gave it to us because Canadian bacon sucks so fucking bad. We're just like, yo.
Canadian bacon? I know.
Isn't that terrible? It's just like fried ham. Like, you guys are freaks.
I know. Yeah. Like, this isn't bacon, guys. Come on. Even I know this. That was like my grandpa, like, when he would make eggs, he would take, like, the brats from, like, the church cook, and he would just pull them out, chop them up, and put them in the eggs, mm-hmm. you know?
That's so Wisconsin. That's so Green Bay-ish.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, and that was great. But I forget what he called them. But he called it like a very sound like a very upscale name and was just brats and the
just
eggs.
Brats and yeah. the eggs. Yeah, that's yeah. that's everything.
Can't
he
do,
said.
I can't do.
But
brats.
Yeah, Alaska. Mm-mm. I feel like every day at noon in Alaska, somebody just screams snowball fight. That's how they decide the.
It's a crazy place, man. It's like super super wild, and I mean wild like animals. Like you can just die out there, you know.
That's
and
crazy.
The elements and all that. So, all right. Well, oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, you got, did you write some Thanksgiving stuff? All right. So we got Thanksgiving coming up, and we can kind of do this rapid fire. You're invited to a Thanksgiving or Friendsgiving. What dish are you bringing?
Definitely not something I cooked.
You don't cook anything?
No, hell no. Especially yeah, not for people.
Really. I don't even celebrate Thanksgiving, but I think
our birthdays are on Thanksgiving, so we never have to cook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, is Thanksgiving the same day every year though?
No, but sometimes like his birthday's on the 23rd, mine's on the 25th.
Oh.
So like every 4 years our birthday is on Thanksgiving. One of our birthdays is.
Oh, that's well yeah. happy early birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why we don't fuck with Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You
know, it kinda takes
mac
a shine.
And cheese though.
Mac and cheese.
You can't.
Do you make mac and cheese?
Hell no. I would buy it though.
Instead, would you? Oh, gotcha.
That works.
Is it all you can buy? Okay. I buy cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce. I like cranberry sauce.
It's underrated.
It really is.
Can't go wrong.
It goes like, good on everything.
Yeah. And people are gonna be like, "Who brung it?" Because it's not like a thing that everybody. Who brought this?
And yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh, that guy. He's so cool.
It's a thing that's forgotten.
Never bring the turkey.
No.
Is that a bad thing? Like if you bring this, like you go to somebody else's house for Thanksgiving and you bring a turkey?
Yeah, because
is that like wearing like a white dress to a wedding?
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Cause like you gotta start cooking that thing before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Or you gotta start unthawing it or whatever.
I wore white to a wedding before. I don't get that.
I would never wear white, period.
Yeah. I wore like
I don't even get white shoes because I'm afraid I'm gonna get them dirty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I definitely got the shirt dirty. But I still wore white. I don't really get the rules with that.
That's oh, I, yeah, I don't know.
I think all
it's definitely a woman thing though.
It's dead.
If I wore like
all eyes on me,
really
you're getting attention if you're wearing white. To
you
my
think
body.
So?
Yeah,
I think I'm getting attention because I'm black. After
what was the next one?
How the fuck does she know him?
All right. Well, you guys don't really do Thanksgiving. Do you got any family traditions? We'll do Thanksgiving or Christmas. Any family traditions that you guys like?
Traditions. I used to, my mom used to have like these stockings that she would like fill up. But like
St. Nick's Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but as we got older, it kind of dwindled down to like a bottle of like cologne or some shit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She got orange.
She got really cheap at the end.
Yeah.
You know? Shame on her. I haven't actually received a present since I was probably 17.
A Christmas gift?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like anything.
No significant others.
Yeah, you get time? I mean you get those type of gifts.
Oh, you're saying from your folks?
Yeah, from my yeah.
Yeah.
My dad went through like this phase where he was like Muslim, so it was like
oh god.
Yeah, like he was like was purposely doing shit. Like he was giving me gifts on December 27th, just so he knows like no Christmas around here. I'm like, it's still the 27th.
it's close enough. So you're just late for Christmas.
Yeah. He'll probably be mad if he heard that, but hey, man. Did you ever have bacon just ripped right from you in 1 week? Like,
it wasn't the Canadian bacon either. No, it was the real stuff.
Wake up and there's like a green Bible sitting on the table. You're like, what the fuck is going on? Why does it start with a Q? Who the fuck is Corey? God. Why does the Quran sound like a bad name that a black mom would give a kid? Quran, get your ass over here.
You guys have a drunk aunt uncle at family gatherings?
Crackhead. Yes.
And nice.
My uncle's like that crackhead, like that. You loan him $50 three times during the week, like three separate times.
Oh, yeah.
And he always acts like it's the first time I'm asking you. And then when it's time to pay you back, he avoids you, even though you don't want the money.
He can't remember asking you for the money. He pretends to not remember. Does he not remember or pretend not to remember?
I don't know. At some point. And then, like, when you try to get the money back or you don't want the money back, you just want to see your uncle. Yeah. He hides from you. There's one time I was, like, talking to my grandma on her front porch. And she was like, yeah, I haven't seen your uncle, blah, blah. And as I'm driving away, I remember like, oh, I forgot my phone charger. So I pull back and I see him climbing down from the roof. So he watched me talk to my grandmother on the front lawn and he was standing on top of the roof watching the conversation. Just like, yeah.
What, thought you were Spider-Man?
Yeah, crackhead.
What were you doing up there? Just fixing it?
Yeah.
Did he have an excuse?
Huh? No, he never has an excuse. When my grandfather died, my uncle moved into his place. And he barricaded the doors so, like, nobody could get in. And he lived there for about, like, a month. Like, ate all the food, messed up all the furniture. And then moved out and someone like broke in the place, and then like he actually like reported the person, and then he ended up going to jail because there was drugs all over the place. So he actually like called the police on himself.
He didn't even think to blame all the drugs on the person who broke in.
Mm-mm.
Man,
he's not that, you know.
Yeah, he's not that with it. So now he's in jail still.
Oh, he's out.
He's out.
Last time I was there, he was like looking for me.
Oh, yeah, to give you your money back.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's seen some videos on TikTok and he wants to know what's that about. A lot of uncle jokes.
He's looking for videos about him.
Yeah. We probably got to fight. I'll catch him. He usually does drugs in the morning, so that's when I go looking for him. I can beat him up when he's off fentanyl for sure.
Oh, God. Sorry. jokes. All right. Well, good. I didn't expect that answer. That's nice. Yeah, you got any?
I feel like it's always hard for me because I'm like, all my family's in Nigeria, but I had one
foreigner card every time.
I had one uncle that he would just like drink, he would leave this much Heineken left in his Heineken bottle every time.
Yeah,
before telling me to get some more for him.
What a bad beer, huh?
Heineken?
Yeah,
you think it's bad beer?
Yeah,
Heineken. Wait, you like Heineken too?
No, I don't like beer in general.
Okay,
that's like a Wisconsin, like a Midwest thing too. The beer,
I feel like that's not a thing,
it is.
For just Midwesters, like beer?
Just beer in general, I guess.
It's I feel like people put a lot of, they come out with the drunkest cities in America and 7 out of the top 10 or in Wisconsin. You know, that's like, that's not the, nah, I'm just saying, they be getting drunk as fuck.
that would be my craziest one. A lot of my family members don't live in America, so I don't celebrate. And then we don't really celebrate Thanksgiving in Nigeria.
Yeah.
All these, America got a lot of made up holidays.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So many.
Yeah.
So many.
National Everything Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like if you go through the calendar of holidays here, it's like, oh, really? We did that one?
Yeah.
I like how some of them switch though. Like some are like only for like certain states. Like in Wisconsin, it's like National Sibling Day. In Alabama, it's like National Husband and Wife Day.
Kept that up your sleeve for a while. That was great. Yeah. That's a good clip right there. Well, thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, appreciate
it. We'll have to do this again, and we'll do some sketches and all that stuff.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Folks, that is it for this week's episode of the Cripes Cast. Colleen, are you excited for Thanksgiving, all things considered?
What do you mean, all things considered?
Well, I mean, just all things considered.
I am excited, yeah.
Good.
I need a break.
You need a break.
No, I'm mainly excited. I got a new puzzle for my dad and I had a due day of. So we'll do that and watch Harry Potter and yeah.
Oh, good.
It's really nerdy, but we're going to enjoy that and just hang out. And I can't wait to see my dogs. That's what I'm excited for.
Well, I love it. Colleen, this...
How are you? Are you excited for Thanksgiving? I didn't even ask.
Yes, I am. And I'm grateful for you, Colleen. I'm grateful for Hannah, who's editing this.
I'm like cringing.
You should have heard her, seen her recoil when I said that. I'm thankful for all of you listening to this.
I'm thankful for Crash Dummies Podcast on Instagram, and you could check them out anywhere you can.
Oh, yeah. Folks, I got to be honest with you. This interview ended abruptly because I missed a meeting by 15 minutes. We got to talking and chit-chatting. And
time flies when you're having fun is what it is.
It really does. But I want to shout these guys out. Know where you can follow them.
Yep, follow them at Crash Dummies Podcast on Instagram and TikTok.
You can follow both of them individually. You can follow Crash Dummies Podcast. Great, great fellas. I can't encourage it enough. And you can also follow us at CripesCast. And yeah, we will see you guys after Thanksgiving. Have some turkey, take a nap, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down. Just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin. The Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.